Welcome on your morning team show on WSGW with Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie. This is 8:25. Just a month ago, we were playing a song to honor his 50th birthday. Now, well, first of all, I should say we're in studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie, Art Lewis in your home studio. Good morning to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning, good morning.
Yeah, the death over the weekend from the Foo Fighters, the drummer Taylor Hawkins.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
Yeah, I mean.
Heart attack at 50.
Yeah.
Wow.
Although what
I think it was a heart attack. I'm not sure.
There. Yeah, they found a concoction of things in his system, yeah. I guess.
Which I'm think is what they say led to the heart attack, though.
I'm mixing that with another 50-year-old artist. It was a country artist that died of the heart attack.
In fact, I was going to mention that, too. Jeff Carson you're talking about.
Yes, Jeff Carson, yeah.
58 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Who I didn't know. He was a country artist. Stopped to become a police officer.
Oh.
And then started recording again. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he left to become a police officer. Huh. Yeah. It doesn't say when he left music, although it says he returned to music in 2019 after becoming a police officer in Franklin, Tennessee.
Yeah, I think he was playing quite often in Florida at the Orange Blossom Opry.
Oh.
Well, a band member off and on.
Well, that and again with Taylor Hawkins, just want to make note and... wow.
Well, and so many, classic songs for the last 25 years the Foo Fighters have produced. And, apparently beloved within the music community and, of course, people outside and all the fans and everything. I mean, he had so many. In fact, I watched a documentary about a month ago. It's on Netflix, and it's on drummers.
Oh, really?
And he is one of the people is interviewed a lot during it to talk about influences and, you know, how they got to become a drummer and everything. Very, very interested.
Now, that song you heard, too, is the one we used again when he celebrated his birthday just a month ago. Was a Cold Day in the Sun, which is the first song that he ever did the lead vocals on.
Yeah, right. Mm. Yep, could sing, too.
So...
Yeah, and I do feel sorry for Dave Grohl because he's had to go through something like this twice already. Of course, losing when he was with Nirvana with Kurt Cobain and now with this.
Yeah, never even thought about that.
Yep.
Wow. Well, powerful stuff that happens in the music industry, as powerful as music can be, and we just like to sometimes make those notes and those honors. Taylor Hawkins, and again, as Dave made the mention too, Jeff Carson was another one too. From the country music circles over the weekend.